Now, it's time for MedVid on Movies.
An investigative reporter played by Jeremy Renner stumbles onto shocking evidence that the U.S. government may have collaborated in flooding the country with crack cocaine. In the controversial, somewhat true story, Kill the Messenger.
National security and crack cocaine, the same sentence.
I'm going to tell you the whole truth, and then you will be faced with the most important decision of your life.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Deciding whether to share it or not.
That's Andy Garcia, who plays an imprisoned informant, to the real-life reporter Gary Webb, who in the 1990s published a lurid expose claiming that the CIA raised money for the Contras in Nicaragua by smuggling drugs years before. But questions about his story and pushback from Washington helped cause his life to unravel.
Fancy information you have there. Dangerous.
What you found here, Gary, is a monster.
You have no idea what you're getting into.
And what director Michael Cuesta was getting into here is an energetic effort to rehabilitate the late Gary Webb's reputation, an effort in which he significantly aided by an electrifying, heartfelt performance by Jeremy Renner. The film is consistently compelling with a gritty documentary style, but it's badly undermined by a lack of balance. You never understand what's motivating the other journalists who exposed the real Webb's reporting as sloppy and irresponsible and led to the heartbreaking trajectory of his career. It's rated R for drugs, sex, language, and violence. 2.5 stars for the earnest but imperfect Kill the Messenger.